Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in the second to last chapter of 2 Corinthians. We're in chapter 12. Let's listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's recording of the 21 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
2 Corinthians 12. I must go on boasting. Though there is nothing to be gained by it, I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man was caught up into paradise. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. On behalf of this man, I will boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. Though if I should wish to boast, I would not be a fool, for I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think more of me than he sees in me or hears from me. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have been a fool. You forced me to it, for I ought to have been commended by you. For I was not at all inferior to these super apostles, even though I am nothing. The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works. For in what were you less favored than the rest of the churches, except that I myself did not burden you? Forgive me this wrong. Here for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden, for I seek not what is yours, but you. For children are not obligated to save up for their parents, but parents for their children. I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? But granting that I myself did not burden you, I was crafty, you say, and got the better of you by deceit. Did I take advantage of you through any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus to go and sent the brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not act in the same spirit? Did we not take the same steps? Have you been thinking all along that we have been defending ourselves to you? It is in the sight of God that we have been speaking in Christ, and all for your upbuilding, beloved. For I fear that perhaps when I come I may find you not as I wish, and that you may find me not as you wish. That perhaps there may be quarreling, jealousy, anger, hostility, slander, gossip, conceit, and disorder. I fear that when I come again, my God may humble me before you, and I may have to mourn over many of those who sinned earlier and have not repented of the impurity, sexual immorality, and sensuality that they have practiced.
In 1994, when I read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I wrote, "Paul's thorn in the flesh to keep me from exalting myself." Maybe that's why things go wrong, don't always happen just the way we want, is to help keep us from exalting ourselves, and that God works through our weaknesses. In 2004, 10 years after 1994, again, I was reading the Bible chronologically, and I was finishing, as I mentioned before. This last day, I read 2 Corinthians 10 through 13 together, and I referred to one verse out of chapter 12. I wrote, "Let your grace be sufficient for me." And in 2015, 11 years after 2004, Remember, I spent most of what we were reading in 2 Corinthians in Australia. So I'm on the plane once again, finally on my way home, and I'm reading on the airplane 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13. And I wrote, Paul, caught up in the third heaven, heard things he cannot share. Wow. Then I continued, to keep him humble, he had a thorn of flesh, which he wanted removed. God said no. In these last few chapters of 2 Corinthians, Paul, remember, is defending himself. The Corinthians had visitors who shared their spiritual credentials and their spiritual experiences, and maybe they were more articulate than Paul. So the Corinthians were divided between Paul and these other messengers. So here, Paul, in a strange way, shares one of his spiritual credentials. He says in verse 2, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up in the third heaven. Paul's hesitancy to boast of his vision is reflected in his use of the third person, but he is definitely referring to himself when he says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. And then think about what he says in verse 4. He says, and he heard things that cannot be told, which man may not utter. After that Damascus Road experience, where Jesus confronted Paul, Paul didn't go to Jerusalem to learn the gospel. He had direct experiences with Jesus. That may be what he's referring to here. And then he goes on to say in verse 7, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Can you imagine what Paul saw, the surpassing greatness of the revelations? Hearing things, seeing things that cannot be told. And just to be sure that Paul didn't get too arrogant, too cocky, too conceited, he gets a messenger from Satan to harass him. This story from Paul is enough to keep me as humble as I can be, so none of this would ever happen to me. Three times, Paul pleads to the Lord that it would leave him, this thorn of flesh, this messenger of Satan. But Jesus says to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So Paul prayed three times that this thorn would be removed. Did Jesus answer his prayer? Yes, he did, didn't he? He didn't answer it the way Paul wanted it answered, but he did answer his prayer. Does that happen to you? Do you pray for something and it doesn't turn out the way you want? Just remember, God may have answered your prayer, just not the way you wanted. Paul gets it. He says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Do we get it? When God doesn't answer our prayer the way we want it, do we understand that he may be keeping us weak so that we can be made strong through him? Can we say, like Paul, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities? I don't think I can say that. I get bad news and my countenance changes. I get bad news and I get knocked off my spiritual rocker. So often after I experience insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, I need to filter it through my quiet time to get myself spiritually back on track. But I also believe what the scripture tells me, that I need you. Every hour I need you. That in my flesh I can do nothing. But hallelujah, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I think I can say with Paul, when I am weak, then he makes me strong. Do you have a thorn in your flesh? Do you have something that bothers you, that keeps you from getting conceited spiritually? Have you asked God to remove it and he has said no? Can you see it like Paul? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Friends, we might have a strange prayer today. Lord, thank you for the thorn in our side. Thank you for whatever it takes for us not to become spiritually conceited. Thank you for the thorn in our flesh that keeps us weak so that you can be made strong through us. In a strange way, Lord, might we praise your name for that thorn in our flesh, for that which keeps us weak, so that you can be seen strong through us. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.